2015 NRL Finals time legend.
Yes.
Finals time, and that means a $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship here with Sports Fantasy Pro. You can get involved at sportsfantasypro.com. You're on there this week yet?
Who
have, have you accepted my invitation?
Who do the Tigers play?
Yeah, sorry, mate. There's 3 weeks of massive prize money leading up to the NRL Grand Final and a championship challenge where one fantasy coach will win $5,000.
One fantasy coach, not JT.
Yes, definitely not. Fantasy land. We've got another private challenge this week. Keep an eye out on our Twitter feed for your invitation to get involved. But the round kicks off this week, 7:55 p.m. Friday night, with a regular free weekly challenge and a guaranteed prize pool of $1,000. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team,
your game.
Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, we spin the iPhone roulette again, this time for Footy Finals Fever. Speaking of the Footy Finals, we look ahead to them, and some bloke from Minto did something good in America. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can get us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I'm Late Mailman at Late Mailman. With me at former_legend, and of course we're here once again thanks to Sports Fantasy Pros $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. Check them out, sportsfantasypro.com. Legend, hello.
Hello, mate, how are you?
I'm going all right. It's footy finals time. There's something about footy finals time, and it's a smell in the air. I know that sounds ridiculous because, I mean, obviously spring's just started, but you smell that smell and you think footy finals.
In the Tigers' case, that smell is beer.
Yes.
That's what we're doing right now.
And certainly not Denkerub and Liniment. They've got like four or five weeks off from that now.
I wouldn't think so. Unless you're stretching for the nudie run.
I wonder if they're going to get beaten by Coach Jason Taylor and brought back to pre-season early.
I'll tell you what.
Ricky Stewart did that for his team.
Let's toss something out for a little bit later in the podcast. I will tell you a massive rumour about where Robbie Farrell will be next year.
So not playing for Holy Cross or Balmain or whatever the hell.
Let's just leave it until then.
All right. You can speculate till then. Tweet us in. We won't get them until then. Yeah, it's not like we're doing this live, but well, whatever.
It is live, but you're not listening to it live.
Let's do the news. NRL results from round 26. I cannot believe it's been round 26. I can't believe it's footy finals time.
Yeah, we're into the final stretch now.
I want to say it's been quick, but then I sort of think back and the middle was a bit of a drudge around origin time. And
as per usual.
But it just doesn't seem that long since we were previewing the season.
That's true.
There you go.
Speaking of previews, we'll go back to that.
We are. So we've got about 3 or 4 more weeks of the season, then we'll revisit our predictions we made early in the season. I'll tell you one that I don't think is going to come off.
How did Penrith go?
And that is Penrith to be premiers. There could be a massive salary cap scandal between now and Friday, and the finals just changes completely.
Yeah.
Imagine if like 4 of the top 8 fell over because of salary cap scandals at this time of year.
Still won't get Penrith in.
Yeah. 16 of the top 8? I don't know. NRL results from round 26. Storm beat the Broncos 15-8 in a door. Boring grind. It was a bit of a punish, that game.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, to be honest. Storm.
They're meeting again, aren't they? Are they Broncos Storm this week?
Yes. No. Storm and Roosters.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Broncos Cowboys, that's right. Yeah. There you go. I was thinking of the AFL. North Melbourne and Richmond met last week, and they're meeting again this week in the finals. There you go. Yeah, less said about that game, the better. This one, wow, Roosters belted the Bunnies in the final, dagger to the heart, 30-0. It was 30-0 at halftime. Scoreless second half.
I know. You wouldn't have put a sound on that.
I mean, it's natural that they're going to slow down, but really?
Yeah.
That's a real coast.
What do you put that down to? South lifted or Roosters cruised?
Oh, I just thought you meant the result. I was going to say South run out of puff. I don't know, to be honest. I sort of just flicked on and off.
I got to be honest, I switched right off in the second half. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Roosters.
It might have been because I had Muddy's 1 to 12.
I'm just throwing out there at the moment, I think Roosters Broncos could be the grand final. I'm not alone in saying that. There's been plenty of people who said that.
Quinnell was paying $4.20 about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's a bit like as the grand finalist.
Yeah, I thought that wasn't bad value.
That would have been great value. If I'd known about it, would have got on it. Thanks for nothing, Clive. Panthers handed the Knights their only trophy for the year, a wooden one, a spoonish one. 30-12 win by the Panthers, meaning the Knights. I believe if this isn't the definition of a silver lining, I don't know what is. I'm pretty sure the Knights are the highest points to ever get the wooden spoon. Does that make sense?
So you're saying they're the cleanest of our dirty shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, but I was thinking about this. I was going to talk to you this a couple of weeks ago. I when I think about teams that have had bad years, for some reason, I don't think the Knights and the Panthers have.
No.
In my mind, I think the Warriors have been fucking woeful.
Yeah.
And
the Panthers dropped with a bullet. Like, that was a swift fall from grace.
Yeah. Like a stone.
And the Knights, yeah, they don't seem to have been the terrible, horrible, no good teams that have picked up 16th spot in the last sort of 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Hello, Parramatta.
Yeah. And
the Titans.
For that matter, Parramatta were terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
This thing, in my mind, I'm thinking, if you ask me in a year's time who got the wooden spoon, I reckon I'll remember the Knights because I'll be thinking about other teams that had shockers, JT-inspired Tigers included. Anyway. Odd.
Dragons were belting the Tigers. It was, I think it was 30-6 with about 18 minutes to go. Maybe 20-25.
And they turned on the boys.
And then the Westies, they went berserk. I remember I saw Pat Richards was the first try of, like, he took them to 12.
Yeah.
And he strolled over, and it was almost like he was scoring a consolation try.
I felt the same way.
Then suddenly, I think Woodsy scored, and then Tedesco scored. And then someone else scored as well. Suddenly, 30-all.
God, I think James Tedesco is a good player, mate. In a team that hasn't been travelling very well, he's been a definite highlight.
It's just so funny, isn't it, that a team can get run down like that, but then somehow find a way to win, or in the West Tigers case, find a way to lose.
I think that was pretty much a good summation of our whole season.
Yeah.
Offered a lot and came away with nothing.
And Robbie Farrell was at the pointy end after all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, poor bastard. After all that's happened. Anyway, Cowboys gave the Titans 12-point start before belting 42-12. How good's that?
They've done that a couple of times this year, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Started off like a busted ass and then come out.
Yeah, and
like
admittedly, only been a couple of tries down or whatever, but then just hammered on dozens of unanswered points.
When I was watching it, I thought, here we go. The Titans are on today, and then as quick as they're on, they're off.
JT show was on again, of course.
Yeah.
Will it be his year? It just writes itself, doesn't it, really?
The 24th episode of the JT show.
If you read the tabloids. Yeah, absolutely. The Raiders scored a golden try and golden point, winning 28-24 over the Eels.
Yeah. Which is better than a golden shower, isn't it?
Well, you'd hope so. You never know with the Raiders, though. It was Mad Monday this week.
Any dogs?
No, a lot of domestic pets, from what I understand.
A lot of nervous animals around Canberra.
The Sharks had a top four spot to play for in front of, I think, their highest home crowd of the year, about 19,000-20,000. Lost to a team playing for, well, pride, unless maybe they'd scored a 70-point win. Or no, actually, they couldn't even win it because the Dragons won. Let's face it, there were only 30 or 40 Manly fans there.
If that.
And somehow... I should probably look up the possession chart. We'll just tread water for a minute.
Yeah.
To see. But Cronulla had an absolute lot of possession. And they had the game. Let's face it, they had the game as well. With 15 minutes to go, they were up by two. Should have been up by plenty more.
It was a good way to send Tuvi out.
I bloody love Jeff Tuvi. I think I love him more.
I seen one of your tweets in the weekend. You said if you'd, you know, like him or lump him. I don't know anyone that doesn't like him. And I think a lot of people, like him.
I think people might, without thinking too much about it, go, oh, what a dick. But then go, you know what? Actually,
he's all right.
I kind of love him.
Yeah.
You know, I just think he's amazing. I think he's fantastic.
I have been told, you might know a little bit more about this than me, I've been told he already has an offer on the table for next year.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Mm, as an assistant.
I've got these stats up. Possession. Sharks, how much do you think?
From memory, I feel like it was at least 60.
63%. Seagulls, 37%.
What was the tackle count?
Tackle count, bear with me a sec. 246 to the Sharks, 370 to the Seagulls.
God damn.
What's that? That's an extra 125 tackles, 124 tackles. That's an extra what? I can't even work that out.
Just outside 20
sets.
In,
you extra can't, 20 sets.
You can't offer the Sharks an excuse. You can't.
No.
Home game, lots to play for, all the ball, and...
You know what I heard Brad Fittler say this week, and I guarantee you it's true, because I was thinking the same thing, and let's face it, if I think it must be right.
Did he say, I've got the munchies?
He said, no, there's too many players at the Sharks, elder statesmen, let's say, who call the ball far, far, far too often when it's not the option.
Well, I don't think you have to be a genius to figure out who he's talking
about. We'll just leave it at that, though. The Bulldogs overcame the PSJ Warriors 26-22, which was just... phenomenal. I cannot believe the PSJ Warriors were a chance in that game. In fact, more than a chance. I think they had it up till about 10 minutes to go as well before James Graham did one of his customary barnstorms over. Ah, yeah. So there's more handling errors in that game than a one-armed juggler with an itchy ass. Poor fella. Poor guy. In the AFL, the Swans belted the Gold Coast by 10 goals, confirmed their fourth spot. Thank you very much. You got anything to say about
Congratulations.
That? I did pick that one. Yeah. Since then, though, the news has come out. We won't go too far into this because there's so many circumstances we just don't know. But star forward Buddy Franklin's been ruled out of week one of the finals after being... he hasn't been diagnosed with epilepsy. He's had an epileptic seizure, apparently, last Friday. But apparently this was a condition which was known to the club but not known to the public. Mm-hmm. And fair enough too. Why should it be? But that's unrelated to what he has stood himself down because of. And that's he's got mental health issues, which is very sad. But also, I'm glad that he's put himself before the game of footy.
I'm really, really impressed by the way the Swans have handled this too.
They're a classy establishment.
Yeah, because I know with some sporting organisations around the country, they would have pushed him on the field.
Of course they would have.
Yeah.
And the guys on Triple M made a point last night. They said 10 years ago, Buddy would have had a hamstring injury this weekend.
That's right.
If indeed he wasn't pushed
that's
on.
That's a damn good point, isn't it?
And then Gordy countered that, well, not countered it, but added to it by saying, when he was asked, does he know of any players that ever missed a game because of mental health issues? He said, no. He said, but then I retired 10 years ago when it would have been a hamstring injury.
Mm.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Anyway, all the best for Buddy Franklin, and I'm sure he's got a great support team around him, and hopefully he can get on top of it.
Best of luck to the Swans this week.
Absolutely. They've got the Dockers. If ever he's going to push himself to play a game this week, would have been it. Quite a telling issue as to why he stood down. GWS Giants, unfortunately, lost their final game to the Cellar Dwellers Melbourne on the weekend, which is a shame because they've had a great season. I think they ended up with nearly a dozen wins, if not just shy of.
Yeah.
So good on them. Yeah. Good on the boys. Hopefully, top eight finish for the Oranges next week. That's what I call them, the Oranges. They wear orange. Yeah. It's what everyone calls them.
That'll catch on.
Yeah. Just quit it. It's like that Mitzi. Mitzi's just not going to carry. No, it's just not going to catch on, Mitsubishi. Just leave it.
Oh, right.
Leave it out.
Why do I know that name?
And number three, of course, how can we not mention Jared Hayne, a.k.a. Jared Dudley, makes the final cut. The journey starts now. How good? I mean, the story's a little bit old now, but how good?
It's tremendous. I mean... let's not go too much into it because it's almost like overkill. Congratulations to Nick Walshaw, who has found a new angle every day to write about.
And just a reason to stay over on his little junket.
He hasn't done a bad job either. It's been quite a good read, but wow, he's found an angle. And he takes on the Minnesota Vikings first game. There's still speculation as to whether he will actually get some field time.
Yes.
If that's what they say over there.
Well, they suit up 46 of the 53 on game day, apparently. You have to be pretty unlucky to be one of the seven, right?
I wonder what the wage bill is for that day.
Oh, God knows.
Yeah.
God knows. Imagine trying to balance those books.
Now,
Melbourne Storm. Hello.
So, every one of Jared's games will be on 7, mate, except for 2. And guess which one?
Are they? Has that been confirmed?
Yes.
Wow.
Except for 2. Guess which one won't
first
be.
One?
The first yeah. one. Wouldn't that kill
they
you?
They can't turn it around that quickly. Also, there's been suggestions that maybe he won't play this game. They might just pull him back a little bit.
Mm.
Just pull him back a little bit just to say, dude, have a look, have a watch. This is what you're playing.
Mm.
Get your head around it.
This is what we do on a game day.
But they may launch him in. Who knows?
You know, I know this might be saying the obvious, but I thought about it the other day and thought, you know, for a bloke who's only just started playing this game, if you're an American, what would you be thinking about this bloke? And he's only going to get better, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's blokes in that team that are either at their peak or on the downward slide. With him, you have to say, well, he's going to improve.
Of course he is.
Mm, which is interesting.
Because he just doesn't have, I guess he doesn't have that sixth sense for it at the moment.
I see dead people.
Mm, yeah. I hope to God he doesn't develop that one. That would be troublesome. But no, you know, the sensibilities, the American football sensibilities are things that are going to build.
Yeah.
He doesn't have them yet, and he's doing pretty damn well anyway.
Yeah.
So there we go.
And Josh Dugan on his way over there as well.
Really? Is that to just show the guys that he's got the...
Ray Lewis
tat on his thigh? Really? Does he really think... Sorry, due respect, good rugby league player. Does he really think he's going to get a shot while he's got a tattoo of a current NFL player on his quad?
As we... Can I
put this hypothetical to you?
Tell the listeners what you said before we start. Okay.
A rookie shows up to any of the 16 NRL clubs, let alone the Cowboys, and he's got Jonathan Thurston's head tattooed on his quad.
Just where his old fella would end.
Do you think people are gonna go, oh, this guy's the real deal?
What's he going to do the first time he comes up against Ray Lewis?
Fair dinkum.
I love you.
Don't waste the airfare.
I love you.
Dugs. Sports Fantasy Pros $40,000 finals. Fantasy footy. Flipping championship legend.
Far out.
Far out. $5,000 top prize. The $40,000 finals fantasy championship. It's here. Free entry in week one. Starts 7:55 p.m. Friday, September 11. How much fun Sports Fantasy Pro been
this
year?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah.
They've come on board with us a couple of months ago, and it's been absolutely fantastic. We've got our private challenge again this week. You know who it is?
Who?
It is Sunday's game, Sharks v Rabbitohs.
What have we labelled that?
Well, I'll give you one guess. We normally go with a player who's played between the two clubs.
Sharks and... I can't think of any.
My initial thought was Nathan Merritt.
Oh, yeah.
Not what I ended up on.
Right.
Another winger, though. The Eoin Crossan Challenge.
Oh, Eoin Crossan.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very underrated.
The much more beige of the goal-kicking Kiwi wingers from the 90s. He had Darryl Halligan ahead of him, but he was good. He was good nonetheless. I loved him. So that's this week.
He's your late modern, your Joel Reddy from the past.
Absolutely, he is. The Eoin Crossan Challenge. Check out Twitter feeds at LateMailman, at @former_legend for your chance to get involved. There's $40,000 going off in the finals fantasy championship. It's so much fun. SportsFantasyPro.com. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team.
Your game.
Now, Legend, you've been plugging, I suppose, this week that we're going to have a big guest on the show.
Mm.
Given that you and Clive are as tight as something that's very tight
and
don't include me, do you want to...
A nun's... Oh.
Let me in on this. Are we going to do an iPhone roulette?
Yeah, let's do a roulette.
iPhone roulette. All right. So, for those of you who have not done this before, we literally get the contacts in our phone.
This is Clive's phone today.
Give it a spin. Excellent. We give it a spin. And whoever comes up. We have a bit of a yarn with them.
Right.
So, let's do it.
Spin, 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 spin. And ring.
Oh, wow.
Who is it?
Erin Mullen.
Hello, how are you?
Former legend, late mailman, full credit to the boys podcast. How are you going?
Oh my gosh, I'm in esteemed company. Fuck me.
Are you excited? How about that? She's dropped a clanger straight away. We can do whatever you'd like, Erin. We're doing really well. How are you going on the eve of footy finals fever?
I know, right? I cannot. It's actually, most seasons tend to drag just because I kind of get flogged. And for this one, I tell you what, so quickly.
I thought you were going to say it drags because the Raiders didn't make the finals again.
Oh, darling. That's
sorry.
Year.
Sorry.
That's just part of parcel.
Hey, Erin, you're on Twitter as well, aren't you? Give us your handle.
It is Erin_Molan.
There you go. Any other plugs you need to get off your chest?
Erin, I'm so glad I've got another.
Flesh.
I'm so glad I've got another underscorer. Late mail.
It's good, isn't it? It's kind of the way.
Yeah, late.
Like, if you don't have an underscore, it's messy, it's complicated. You know, it takes time to decipher where the space is supposed to be.
There you go.
If you don't have an underscore.
Please. You have to use the shift
for the
key.
Stupid among us.
Erin, hey, first of all, congratulations on your work with Bowel Cancer Australia. Of course, it's a cause that's very close to your heart, I suppose. And you've really got it to the forefront this year.
It's, you know what, it's the thing I'm probably most proud about that I've done in my entire life. And I'm not saying I've done a million amazing things, but I've done a lot of things that are kind of special for me in a professional sense and, you know, in my personal life, but this just far exceeds any of those. It's, I guess I wish I'd never had to have gotten involved in it because, you know, it was a really difficult, horrible time for my sister, first of all, and our whole family. But, you know, we're the lucky ones. You know, she's doing incredibly well now, and we've basically been able to do something that's put bowel cancer on the map in Australia, you know, where it hasn't been. You know, people talk about breast cancer all the time. They talk about skin cancer. We grow up as kids and we're told not to smoke because of lung cancer, to put on some skin cancer, to check our breasts as young women, you know, so we don't get breast cancer. But no one talks about bowel cancer, yet it's, you know, the biggest cancer killer in Australia. So to be able to raise awareness and put it on mainstream television, put it on breakfast TV where it's never been before, it's just, you know, it's the most amazing thing. And yeah, it's just, I'm very, very lucky that Channel 9 allowed me to do it because, I mean, everyone's got a worthy cause. There are so many worthy causes, so it was really special. Yeah, it's something I'm very, very proud of.
Good on you. Before we move on, how do we direct people to what website do we direct them to?
Bowelcanceraustralia.org is where anyone can go. They've also got a Facebook page. They're on Twitter and Instagram as well. But if you just Google Bowel Cancer Australia, it comes straight up. And look, it's not, I mean, everyone needs money, but it's more so just starting a conversation. Get tested. You know, my sister was 27. You know, 27 and pregnant when she discovered bowel cancer. So it's not just a disease that affects, you know, 70-year-old men. It's a disease that doesn't discriminate and affects a lot of people. But the best thing about it, 98% of cases can be cured
well,
if they're found early enough. So it's phenomenal. So to be honest, it's not a death sentence. It's not even close. So if you just get checked, you know, you could save your life. So just have a conversation. Go home and have a conversation. That's all we're asking you to do.
Hey, Erin, talking about family, your dad's a major general, is that correct?
That's right, yes, and retired, but still just as terrifying.
Your brother's a pilot, one sister's a teacher, one sister's a lawyer. Just a bunch of bums, really, aren't they?
I know, I'm actually the disappointment in the family. I'm the child they're all ashamed of and won't own up to. So, I'm in very good company, they're all very high achievers. But it's funny, though, because, you know, mum and dad constantly said to us when we were younger, you know, your happiness is the most important thing, your health is the second most important thing, and, you know, academics and professional life and everything else, you know, comes after that. So, I was actually really the naughty one. Like, my younger sister, who's a lawyer, she, you know, got the OP1, so I think 99.9%.
Damn.
My older sister, you know, got close to that, my younger brother as well, and, you know, I dropped out of uni 6 or 7 times. I still don't have a degree, so I am the failure. So, you know, I've had to make my way through more unconventional measures.
And
like
that,
basically annoying the shit out of people to get jobs and then going from there.
And that's why we love you.
Bless.
Hey, so when you grew up, you spent some of your life in Indonesia, is that right?
I did, yeah, 6 years actually, so from 8 until 11 and then from about 14 to 16.
Not Korobakan.
No, darling, I'm sure that might be in my future, but no, I haven't been there yet. So far.
And
Jakarta for both times. Dad was at the embassy there. It was a great experience, to be honest. And I speak, you know, Bahasa Indonesia, so to have kind of another language. I don't use it a lot in my current job, but, you know, hopefully in the future at some stage it will come in handy. And, you know, we were there in 98 when Suharto fell, and
wow,
that was just an incredible, you know, transitional phase for that country. You know, Suharto, I think, had been in power for 30 years. There were riots. The whole country was basically thrown upside down, and, you know, our bus was attacked by rioters, and it was an incredible thing to go through. I wish I'd been a little bit older to appreciate it more. But I look back now and kind of feel a little bit like we're part of history there. So it was a great experience.
So you were there when Suharto fell. I was there when Corby fell, but that's a different story.
I don't know who's got the more noble memory. I reckon you'd be close.
Hey, so you speak Indonesian?
I do. Well, see, fluent Suharto, like I speak day-to-day, everyday Indonesian. So, you know, I can go to the country and I've studied it for 12 years, but put me in a court of law to defend someone in Indonesian, I might struggle with that terminology. But yeah, day-to-day fluent Indo, I would speak, yes.
Can you say welcome to full credit to the boys in Indonesian for us? Is that possible?
Selamat datang, laki-laki. Anda bagus sekali. Nama saya Aaron dan senang sekali akan bicara dengan berdua, ya. Terima kasih atas semua.
I told you that's how you say it. I told you.
Jeez.
I did add a little bit onto it, clearly. They don't take 8 hours to say three words, so...
It's the language of love, isn't it? It's so smooth and fluent.
It's good. I mean, they think French is, but it's got nothing on Indonesian, I tell you what.
And so we just did a quick Google of you on YouTube. And
here we go.
And we found a bit of Aaron Mullen work from Wind News in Canberra. And
would you believe I have a doppelganger who was slightly more pleasantly plump?
No.
And not as refined?
No. And what we found was a great story on the... I seen cricket New Year's Day, and I thought, oh, this will be a good story. It was essentially you with four people in a park somewhere. Big news day in Canberra? Or?
Oh, my gosh, I've not seen that. I know exactly the story you're talking about. Oh, my gosh, that was... And you know what? It's so bizarre because the kid in there, I think that was a Hammond family, Michael Hammond, it has now gone on. So he's become an imagery work experience and bring me lunch almost every day when I worked at Wind TV about 7 years ago. He kept coming in and doing work experience, loved talking about, just really keen and always kind of just there. He's now a reporter for, I think, Wind TV in Canberra. So he basically, from that work experience and that story, came in and did work experience, and he's now gone on to become a reporter himself. So it's really lovely. But I haven't seen that in ages. I can't imagine National 9 News would consider it newsworthy, but it was big in Canberra, let me tell you.
And so with all that in mind and the cycle of life with that young fella, we now look at, you are now 1,000-1 to replace Ray Warren as the head commentator.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think one of my real strengths in this business is knowing what I'm not capable of. And I tell you what, I would be absolutely horrendous. Have you seen League of Their Own? I struggle to do 3 seconds of a 7-year-old's game. I am no chance. And you know what, even if they... for some bizarre reason, everyone else dropped dead that was in contention, and they asked me, I still wouldn't do it because I would be horrendous.
Hey, every time we interview a celebrity as esteemed as yourself on this show, we do a set of six. Are you keen?
I fear I may not have a choice. So well, even if I said, nah, I'm just not really keen, boys.
All right, we'll end it there. End it there. Thanks for your time.
The thing is, it is footy finals time, so it's a North Queensland Cowboys set of six, so there's seven tackles in it.
Okay.
The first one. The first one, Aaron. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Okay, most famous person in my phone. Oh, okay, we're talking like international famous, like Australian famous.
Well, yeah, I had this discussion.
My boyfriend's sitting here next to me pointing at himself. Sorry, sweetheart, you do not qualify.
As widely famous as possible.
Okay, well, Tim Cahill?
You can push that through to us, Aaron. We'll give him a call next week if you can.
and, you know, Delta Goodrum, she actually rang me today and I had a real fangirl moment.
So oh,
kind
Aaron,
of got a count, right?
Just stop there while we pick up that name you just dropped.
Question. Come on, give me a break.
Hey, what about what's the best sledge you've heard, either towards you or you've heard at the footy or sport? Or even what, maybe Daniel's heard a good one.
I wish you'd given me warning because I would have just looked at my latest Twitter feed and found you a couple at me. What are those...
Troll.
Someone said today I look like one of those... What's that cartoon where people have big heads and little bodies?
Oh, I don't know. That's just me in general.
I can't remember, but it was just me. And then, like, did I look like the chick from White Girls? Oh,
Nate.
Basically a man.
I think they meant Nate Miles.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
What about, what's your pizza and beer of choice?
Oh, pizza, definitely cheese.
Jeez.
Love a plain cheese or kind of a, or a meat lover's but without the bacon. Because I love bacon, but they never give you the right bit of the bacon. You know how you can have the lean bit without all the fat stuff on the side? And it's not a fat issue because pizza's still with fat. It's just that texture of it.
I know. Yeah.
So I always get like a meat lover's without bacon. Unless, of course, they're going to get the proper bit of the bacon, but that never happens. Not high maintenance. And beer. I drink beer, but I love a cider or a wine or I just love alcohol, basically, to be honest with you, but never been a beer drinker.
Ring a ding ding.
Who's your celebrity crush, Erin?
My celebrity crush? This is a hard one.
Have you given... has Daniel got a free pass?
Pardon?
Has Daniel got a free pass?
Do you have a free pass? He certainly does not. Here's your free pass if you have one. Yes, think carefully. We went to a charity thing in Delta Goodrum, and shut up, I'm not dropping your name. But she was singing, and I've never seen Daniel more focused on a female form in my entire life.
Massive fan.
But, you know, I was okay with that. She's smoking hot, so maybe her. And for me, like, I love Vin Diesel, which I know is just doesn't, you know, paint me in the best of lights. But I also like, you know, anyone intellectual, funny, and just a genuinely nice person.
That rules us out.
Nothing to do with looks.
So Stephen Hawking's or something like that. sporting event that's on your bucket list, Erin?
Yeah, definitely going to America. And college football. I'd love to go to Duke's and watch, you know, just any of the American sport. I've never been to mainland America. I've been to Hawaii. But yeah, to go to NBA or, you know, the NHL or, you know, the NFL now with Jared Haynes. Just, yeah, to go and watch a sporting event of that caliber. And also, obviously, I'm a Liverpool fan. So to go watch an EPL match or to go watch Liverpool play, it'd be amazing.
Robbie Farah's a Liverpool fan. Maybe you could go with him too. He might have some time.
We do tweet and text when they're playing, actually. We do have a bit of banter, so no, I know he loves them.
Only when they're winning, though, right? Because I've heard he's scary when his team's losing.
Not that often, depending on your timing.
Hey, with your if you had your final 24 hours on Earth, what would you definitely do?
Final 24 hours. It involved Nutella.
And Daniel?
Eating it, before your mind wanders. Just eating it. So it's the only thing that, well, Nutella and wine. Well, the only thing that really gives me pleasure in life is food and alcohol.
That's better than James Hooper's answer.
It would involve food and alcohol. And, like, I love my family and, you know, obviously the boyfriend, so I'd say g'day to them, but then just sit alone and eat for no one to judge me. I think it'd be it.
And tackle 7 in the Cowboys set of 6. What's your karaoke song?
Oh, okay. I actually did this the other night.
Well, you actually sang it?
Actually, which is the new Channel 9 show in Queensland. And I hope none of the rookies had their phones on them because it was horrendous. I think I performed once on the footy show actually singing and Gordon Taylor said I sound like a cat in a blender. I've never heard what a cat in a blender sounds like, and I'm a little bit worried that he knows what it sounds like, but apparently it's not good. So I'm just trying to think of the song I performed. I was doing, Like a Prayer, Madonna, I love, you know, Jessie's Girl, Run to Paradise. I love Meatloaf, Billy Joel and Rod Stewart. They're my three favourite all-time artists. So, you know, I'm very old school in that regard. I'm not really cool.
Hey,
I don't really know any modern songs, but, yeah, anything old school I love.
Just quickly... You and Daniel have a horse, is that correct?
We do, yes, Snippet of Hope. I wanted to call her Chinwax, but none of the other owners agreed, but she's a beauty.
And so has it started? Has it raced yet?
It has. She's raced 3 times. So she got a second place. No, she got a third place, a second place, and then I think she might still be running, to be honest. Her last race wasn't very good. But you know how horse owners always have excuses, but she actually cut her calves before running, so, you know, there were lots of external influences. So, but then she went out to the paddock for a while, had a bit of fun with stallions, and now she's back in working, so hopefully she'll race again soon.
Oh, she's one of those. She's that type, eh?
Yeah. she's very discerning with her with Papa choices from what we've been told. So, you know, she goes for it. She likes it.
Good on her.
Hey, before we let you go, Aaron, and get back to your steamy night in, word recognition. So we're going to throw you two words each, and we want the first thought that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
The first sport, is it?
No, the first thought. T-H-O-U-G-H-T.
You must put the right emphasis on the right spin.
Okay.
I just like throwing that out. Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go. Word recognition. First one, Jarryd Hayne.
Fatty Vorton.
Fat. That's his name. That was his name.
Bless. Yvonne Sampson, our first guest here on Full Credit to the Boys.
Brilliant.
Danny Widler.
Equally brilliant.
Jeez.
I think have seen your tag on Twitter that you're proudly blocked by.
I think Yvonne took the Danny Widler discussion and went on to something about the little tweed shoes that he wears.
The moccasins
he wears to the presses because he's got such bad knees that he has to wear soft shoes or something like that.
See, I didn't even know that.
It was a very bizarre little segue, but there you go.
That's strange. No, unfortunately, I've got nothing on his fashion sense, but he's quite muscly.
Okay, one more name for you. Kyle Sandilands.
A very, very talented broadcaster.
That's a very diplomatic way to put it. He is. Power is not necessarily for evil, but there you go. Hey, one last one, Aaron. Before we go, have you heard the Viv Richards story?
No. Well, maybe I have. Which one?
You trust us, and so we will in turn trust you.
Beautiful.
Here we go. Back in the early 80s.
Can Daniel hear this, by the way?
Wait, I'm putting it.
Let Daniel hear this as well.
So I'm speaking out.
Okay, so early to mid-80s, the halcyon days of West Indies cricket, they were over here in Australia and, you know, living life large as they were throughout the summer. And, of course, they were playing by day, partying by night. And one night, they were out on the town and they met a young cadet. Well, there you go, Aaron Mullen. We've enlightened you. You've trusted us. We've trusted you. Thank you for joining us on Full Credit to the Boys.
I think this is the start of a really beautiful friendship between us all. And I would love to come back at some stage. You guys are amazing. And this is the best interview ever. You didn't actually ask me anything about rugby league.
Hey, one thing can I get you? This week, sometime, can you drag out a Full Credit to the Boys from one of the boys that you're interviewing? We'd really appreciate it.
Oh, of course I can. Yeah.
Or
definitely.
Drop one so yourself.
Just a hint, Jonathan Thurston's good for a couple. Paul Gallen's not bad with them as well. Warrior Hargreaves is normally good, but he's not playing. So, yeah, I mean, there's a list to go from.
Yeah, definitely. And what are they use on to say Full Credit to the Boys?
Yeah, and then we cut it and dice it and show everyone that they're listening, obviously.
Awesome. Yeah. You're very clever. Okay, my dear. No, it sounds good. I'll do my very best.
NRL semi-finals week one preview brought to you by the good folks at sportsfantasypro.com. Head to their website. Head to their Twitter account, at sportfantasypro. That's singular, just for their Twitter handle, because maybe some bugger had stolen the genuine one. Sports Fantasy Pro. It's the website. Well, just getting stuck down on semantics.
Wow.
Sports Fantasy Pro have got the $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship with a $5,000 top prize. It's here. It starts 7:55 p.m. Friday this September 11. Or I should say this Friday, September 11. So head to sportsfantasypro.com. Keep an eye out for our private challenge. It's the Eon Crossan Challenge. Yeah, it is. Friday night, the Roosters take on the Storm. Who do you think?
Yeah, I think the Roosters, mate. They're just...
By many?
No, because I don't think... Melbourne won't let anyone win by many,
I don't
usually.
Think they should be dismissed. I don't think anyone should say the Roosters are a sure thing, because the Storm As long as Smith and Kronk are there, it's the old story. Smith and Kronk.
Did you see
as long as them and Bellamy are running the show, then there are always a chance.
Did you see the stat about Melbourne during the year? They've had 9 losses to the team running 15th or 16th
at
the time.
Yeah. They went through a horror patch where I think they got done by Manly once, if not twice this year.
Yeah.
I think they also got done around the same time by whoever was just above Manly.
Titans, maybe, have done
I can't remember, to be honest.
But anyway.
Yeah, I remember thinking at the same... Because when Manly knocked Melbourne off, Melbourne were first, Manly were 16th.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with that in mind, that would suggest that they don't lose to the top teams very often.
That's a good point. Well, I mean, they brushed the Broncos the other night, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I feel like they did the Rabbitohs not too long
Bellamy
ago as well.
Coach Bennett the other night, I got to say. I mean, without Hunt, it's a big loss. But, yeah, I thought they were out-coached.
I'm going to go the Roosters too. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Storm just wrestle their way to a win.
Mm.
Saturday, Bulldogs meet the Gareth Widdopless Dragons, although I think they're doing a bit of a Robbie Farah. He may play sort of thing. Goal-kicking sensation, front row forward Tim Brown. Bulldogs, hello. Bulldogs, Dragons, I don't know. Again, I don't think the Dragons should be written off, but instinct goes Bulldogs straight away. Bulldogs, Dragons?
Nah, Bulldogs will smoke them.
Wow.
We'll absolutely smash them.
Okay, good. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it. The state of origin we had to have. North Queensland versus South Queensland. Not the Crushers. No. The Broncos, of course. local derby, some are calling it. Please. They've got half of Australia between them. But whatever. Cowboys, Broncos. Will the Cowboys find some way to get ejected from the finals? Granted, this isn't a knockout. This isn't a sudden death.
Something obscure is going to happen, isn't it?
Will it be this week or next week that the Cowboys get dudded?
I'll tell you why. It's got to be in Sydney where they get dudded.
That's true, absolutely.
If they get dudded against the Broncos, it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a tough game. Is Ben Hunt playing?
Smoke and mirrors, but yes, I think he will.
Okay, with that in mind, I think the Cowboys by 1 point.
Really?
Mm.
Who kicks the field goal?
Who do you reckon?
Lachlan Coote.
No.
That's who Freddie reckons. He reckons North Queensland by a point in extra time, thanks to a Lachlan Coote field goal. He reckons they'll go to Thurston, he'll draw the players, throw to Coote, he'll have the time to kick the field goal.
Didn't he have...
The old soured to Moylan trick.
Didn't he have 3 shots at field goal in one play against Canberra? Yeah, I'm sure
maybe.
He did.
He
in the 80th minute.
He actually sank the Broncos earlier in the year.
Yeah, with a field goal.
With a field goal.
Yeah. I'm talking about JT. Sorry.
Yes, he did though, and that's the question. JT did.
So yeah, I'm going to say the Cowboys by a point.
I'm going to say the Broncos by 7.
Okay.
There you go. Sunday, Sharks play the Bunnies in what we're calling the Eon Crossan Cup. Sorry, the Eon Crossan Challenge. How could I get that name wrong? Without bottle-throwing forward George Burgess. In fact, actually, as we record this, we may have found out that he's gotten off. We don't know yet.
No, he can't get off.
He can only get downgraded, yeah. Right? You're absolutely right. So it's minimum 1 game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so George Burgess won't be there, nor will Sam. I'm sorry to break the news to you, Australia.
Will
Sam
Julie,
Burgess
more
will
importantly,
not be... Of course she will.
Has anyone seen Julie?
You know what? She hasn't been up in Rusty's box lately. She's been down on the in the concourse.
Through to the keeper, through to the keeper.
Sharks play the Bunnies. Sharks, Bunnies, Sharks, Bunnies. Sharks, why not? They've got to turn it around.
Surely.
They have to turn it around.
The Bunnies are dead set. Their minds are in Bali.
They've got G.I. Joe back. By whom I mean Greg Inglis. They missed him last week. I don't think they missed him to the tune of 30 points.
I was going to say, I don't think he's going to make a difference.
You don't think he's going to make a difference?
I don't think he's going to make a difference. Not last week, to last week's result. If he had been there or not.
Oh, the result, no. The scoreline, surely.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's fit.
I say the Sharks. Mind you, it's a home game for the Sharks, which they're playing... Basically over the fence from Redfern.
Mm.
So
I don't think that matters. Most of South fans are apparently living in the west of Sydney these days. So with that in mind, I'm going to go Sharks in a canter.
Oh, I'm going to say Sharks in a tight one. There you go. While we're on this Sharks Bunnies thing, more so the Bunnies side of thing, you've got a little bit of mail.
Yes, my mail, I heard it from one source, I rang another source. One's close to the Tigers, one's close to the Bunnies. And they say Robbie Farah will be at the Bunnies next year.
Well, there you go. That was the rumour early on.
And then it died off with Madge Maguire.
I actually tweeted it just purely my thoughts very early on, like the night he announced, or it was announced that he was free to go elsewhere.
Yep.
And I just thought about it. I was like, his brother's at the Rabbitohs. And I thought, yeah, that fits. And I sort of just tweeted it out there. Suddenly, about half an hour later, people are writing, breaking, Robbie Farah, a good chance to go to the Rabbitohs. I'm like, first of all, that's not breaking because it's not actually happening. It's just like mildly developing story, mildly developing social media rumor.
So the argument has been strengthened today with the news that the Souths have given Glenn Stewart the opportunity to leave if he wants.
Yes.
I understand that they need his money to top up whatever deal they can get with Robbie and the Tigers.
Not to bring back one certain S. Burge?
No, that's still a bit off. However, I will say that all this may well hinge on whether Glenn Stewart can get another club to go to.
I would just say, how bad do you want Robbie to go, Tigers? I'll give you $1. And just see how much they would subsidise.
I don't think it's going to get to that, but I understand that they do want him gone.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for coming along, former underscore legend.
No worries.
My left-hand man. Thank you very much to Aaron Mullen as well for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure, wasn't it?
Very good.
New favourite?
Enlightening. Ooh.
Well and truly up there.
Yeah, it's a photo.
Well, she might have jumped a couple of our previous guests.
Yes.
They will remain unnamed. Anyway, get in touch with us during the week at FCTTB underscore podcast, at former underscore legend, at late mailman. This is Full Credit to the Boys, with thanks to Sports Fantasy Pros $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship.